welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode's brought to you by Buy.com, the internet superstore, where you'll always find the latest and greatest brands at prices you can afford. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/buy. Let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air date is January 5th, 1954, and the title is Denver Dottie. Now, before we get into it, I do want to warn you, there are some pops and hisses and clicks. Actually, I got rid of most of the hisses and clicks, but there's still some of them are there, so I do want to apologize, but you can definitely follow along with the story and go ahead and listen to it. So I hope you enjoy. If you have any comments, send me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. And definitely, I want to remind everybody to rate me in iTunes, otrwesterns.com/iTunes. If you need more contact info, just hit me up at the end, and I'll go ahead and give it all to you. Now let's get into today's episode. Like I said, it's going to be the Cisco Kid, and I hope you enjoy.
Now, back to the Cisco Kid in our gripping story, Denver Dottie. As our friends Cisco and Pancho were following the tracks of the freighter wagon stolen at gunpoint from Zeke Bailey and his daughter Edna by two masked bandits, a sandstorm came up and wiped out the tracks. Now, to Edna, who was riding with him on Diablo, Cisco says,
"Keep up your courage, Senorita. We're just coming into the camp of Skytop. We'll find food and shelter there."
"Cisco, is a cafe ahead."
"That is just where we are going, Pancho. Oh, Diablo, ho."
"Oh, loco, ho, loco, slow down."
"I will help you down, Senorita, here."
"Thank you."
"Now, Pancho, there's a stable across the street. Uh-huh. You take our horses there and see that they are fed and watered."
"Si, Cisco. Pancho, take the horses. Come, Diablo. Come, Lobo. Come with Pancho now."
"Well, let us go into the cafe, Senorita, and Senor Zeke."
"Hungry."
"Si. I think we are all hungry. We'll go right in here. Now, here's a table. Let us sit down here."
"Cisco."
"Si, Senorita."
"That waitress over at the counter, she's wearing my bracelet."
"Are you sure of that?"
"I know it's mine. I could sell that bracelet anywhere. I'm going over and get it away from her."
"Un momento, Senorita. That bracelet may give us just the lead we want. I will go and..." "Well, madre mia."
"What's the matter?"
"I know that waitress. She is Denver Dottie."
"Crook."
"No, Senor Zeke, she is not a crook. That is why I cannot understand what she is doing with that bracelet. You wait here, please, both of you. I will go talk to her."
"What's your order, mister? Come on, speak up. Speak up, I'm mighty busy hearing."
"Well, Cisco."
"Hey, Senorita Dottie."
"Well, bless your heart, Cisco, and all your ancestors. Tell me all about yourself."
"Oh, there's little to tell of myself, but what are you doing in this camp?"
"I'm opening a store, Cisco. Just had a wagon load of goods come from Tucson. A couple of my helpers are unloading the wagon now."
"And where is the store?"
"Just 4 doors west down the street."
"I wish you all success, Senorita Dottie. From the looks of that fine bracelet, things are going well for you."
"Oh, that bracelet was a present from one of my helpers. He brought it in from Tucson. I wish that'd make you jealous, Cisco, but I know it won't."
"Jealousy is not good. But what is the name of the hombre who gave you the bracelet?"
"Maybe you are getting a little quite jealous, hmm?"
"Oh, what is his name, Senorita?"
"Jeb Kelso. Him and Ike Finch are working at the store now. Why don't you and Pancho come over later and see my store?"
"Hmm? "Perhaps we will, Senorita. After we find the stolen stock of our friends who are going to open the same kind of store in Roadville."
"Stolen stock?"
"Si, Senorita. Well, hasta la vista." "For the time being, Senorita Edna, let Dottie keep that bracelet. And if she comes over here, say nothing about it to her."
"All right, Cisco. But aren't you going to sit down with us?"
Set.
"Later, Senor Zeke. Now I must get Pancho and go to a new store that is being opened here. It may be that we will find your stolen goods."
"Hope." "Pancho's so hungry he could eat the back of a off a dog.
Not the bark off a dog, Pancho. The bark off a tree.
Off a dog, off a tree. Pancho, eat the bark.
This should not take long, amigo. Yeah. I only want to buy something from this store to take back to Senor Zeke and the Senorita.
What for, Cisco?
To see if they can identify them as belonging to their stock of goods.
Uh-huh.
It's almost certain that Senorita Edna would include some things that a man would not think of buying.
Yeah.
Here's the store.
Uh-huh.
What do you hombres want?
We came to look over your store, senor, and to make some purchases.
The store won't be open till tomorrow.
Cisco.
Si?
Some goods are already on the shelf.
Do you mind if we look those over?
Well, no, but keep out of our way.
Si, senor. Here's something right here, Pancho. Those China teacups.
Hombre not buy those for the store, Cisco.
No, I do not think he would. For a boom mining camp.
Oh, look, Cisco. Big sausage.
What did you call him, hombre? Cisco?
See, he's Cisco. I Pancho. Cisco and Pancho, no?
Oh, so you're the Cisco kid I've been hearing about.
I am the Cisco kid, see?
Well, get out of here before I throw you out.
Easy,
nothing out of
here. When an hombre asks for trouble, he is likely to get it.
I'll show her who the best man is.
I do not know what you are talking about. But before you show anyone, you will have to show me.
Oh. Yeah. That fixed him, Cisco. Cisco hit him so hard he bounced.
Next time, hombres, you may be more careful how you treat your customers. Now I'm making a purchase and I'm leaving 5 pesos for it. Pancho, take one of those China cups and saucers.
Si, Pancho, take.
Here are your 5 pesos on the counter. And Pancho, we go.
Look, Cisco, food. Poor Pancho, water the mouth. What do you eat, Senor Zeke?
Beans.
Oh.
Never mind that, Pancho. At the moment, we are doing something more important than eating.
Not to Pancho.
Did you find our goods, Cisco?
Suppose you look at this china, Senorita, and tell us.
Yes, Cisco, those are ours. I bought a dozen cups and saucers.
And this cup and saucer is part of the set?
Oh, yes, there's no doubt about it.
That is all I want to know, Senorita. Pancho, we are going back to that store.
But, Cisco, Pancho's stomach say hello to Pancho's backbone.
We will eat soon, amigo. And when we do, I will buy you 2 extra steaks.
2.
Now come with me.
I want to talk to you too, hombres. This here bracelet, Kelso. Where'd you get it?
Well, I told you. I bought it for you. Why? Why are you asking?
Because Cisco kid's curious about it, that's why. And Cisco don't ask questions about such things without reason.
Yeah, that hombre's got trouble coming to him. Him and his sidewind partner was in here and they stole a china cup and saucer.
Why, you blinking buzzard. Cisco never stole nothing in his life. One more thing. Where'd you hombres get that wagon load of goods?
Say, what's the matter with you, Daddy?
Come on, answer my question or I'll go to Tucson and ask Joe Cantrell. In front of you two hombres.
Oh, you will, huh? Then maybe this...
Oh, Pinch, change your mind.
She won't do no more yapping for a while.
There's your maverick, Finch. I got a mind to beat the living gizzard out of you for hitting her.
Ah, don't get soft again. We gotta work fast to keep out of trouble. First thing we do is get Cisco. Then we come back here and make Denver sign over half the business.
Yeah, but Finch, though.
You wanna go to jail?
No, but...
All right, then, do as I say. Grab your rifle and we'll go after Cisco right now.
Yeah, I guess we better at that. No? Okay, I got the rifle. Let's go.
Wait. Here they come. Cisco and the other one, up the street. Draw a bead on Cisco, Kelso, and make it good.
Yeah, I sure will make it good.
That's the way to shoot, Kelso. You got him. He went down. You got him plumb center.
Cisco, tell Pancho you're not dead.
I'm all right, Pancho. I saw that hombre aiming at me, so I fell flat on purpose.
Mother mia, Pancho scared Cisco dead, and Pancho's heart go pitty-pat, pitty-pat, pitty-pat.
You stay down, too. Uh-huh. Down flat, Pancho. He's aiming again.
Pancho flat as he can get, no?
Get the other one, too, Chesto. We better go make sure, Finch. Nah, they're down for good. Hey, Scotty's coming, too. Huh?
It's moving around. Come on.
Now, no chance, Pancho. They've gone back into the store.
Come on. Hurry. Cisco. Why then, Vitali? Get in with such hombres, huh?
Because she is impulsive. She trusts everybody. Uh-huh. Let us go more slowly, Pancho. Those hombres may be on their watch.
Hit me, will you? I'll break every bone in your blasted body.
Come on, Pancho.
I'm not sure.
Not while I can hang on to that rifle, you won't.
Hey, boy. Please look out,
Cisco. That's right, hombre.
I can't help
you. I am sure you can, Senorita. Perhaps a little help will come in handy. I will take that rifle.
Now take him, Cisco. Now the other eye block, too.
I'll get you with this knife.
Oh, no, Pancho, stick out his leg. Now Pancho, sit on you.
That sure didn't last long.
Keep watch of those hombres, Pancho.
Pancho, keep watch.
Senorita Dottie, I'm afraid these two hombres brought your stolen goods.
Yeah, I figure they did, Cisco.
How about that, hombre? You?
Well, no, we didn't.
No? Pancho, bounce.
No. Hey, quit it.
Quickly, tell the truth.
No, stop. It was Finch's idea. You see, I like Dottie.
You're squealing softy, you sentimental maverick.
Tie them up, Pancho.
Yes, Cisco.
What about this bracelet, Kelso?
He stole it off the girl.
Are you a pack rat? I sure am sorry, Cisco. I didn't know.
Of course you did not know, Senorita. No one doubts your honesty. But next time, if I were you, I would find out more about my associates in advance.
Cisco, Dad and I decided to come over here and... Oh, dear.
This is your stock, Senorita Edna, but do not blame Senorita Dottie. I will explain everything.
Sure looks like I'm out of store.
I have a suggestion. You own the store, Senorita, and Senor Zeke here owns the stock. I can recommend you both to each other, so why do you not go into partnership?
Maybe.
That's an idea.
Pancho get the idea of some foods, too.
Say, Pancho, we were to go to the cafe now while these people are getting acquainted with each other.
Cisco, you're wonderful.
He's more than just wonderful, dearie. And here's what I think of him.
No, Senorita, I was...
Come here.
Pancho like that.
You'll remember that for a few minutes.
Si, Senorita. From the feeling of my ribs, I'll remember it for quite a few minutes.
Vigorous. Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Pancho glad Senor Zeke and Senorita Dottie decide to run the store together. But Cisco, how anybody run the store? Have to know what that word?
Arithmetic.
Si, he have to know arithmetic to run a store.
Of course you have to know arithmetic. For example, suppose five customers came into the store.
Five customers?
To buy potatoes.
Potatoes.
And suppose there were only four potatoes to sell. How would you divide those potatoes to give each customer an equal share?
Oh, Pancho, no, this is good.
Well, then tell me, Pancho, how would you divide those potatoes to give each customer an equal share?
Mash the potatoes.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
Bravo.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Check us out on Twitter, at OTR Westerns, and don't forget to rate us on iTunes, otrwesterns.com/iTunes. This podcast is a proud member of the OT Netcast Network. For more information and a list of all of our shows, go to otnetcast.com. Again, it's otnetcast.com. This episode is copyright 2011 under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Thanks for listening and have a great day.